It's 8:15 at WGCL. We have time this morning. We don't have to hurry, per se, but we are a little behind the eight ball. You had a meeting last night before all the snow hit. What did we learn? And it says here on the front page of the paper, let me get the quote right, county dispatch system to get a $63,000 upgrade. Which upgrade is that, and what is getting upgraded?
Okay, I did go in and meet with the county commissioners yesterday afternoon to sort of get an update on their meeting that they always hold on Tuesdays to see what they had on their agenda. And one of the things was finally the central dispatch is going to be able to get the equipment in place to be able to serve the people of this county. And it addresses the problem that fire departments have been saying from the get-go. What they've had to do is just listen to every call that came in, whether it was for their station or someplace all the way across town, and just try to hear which one was theirs. And it was real problem because no one could get any rest. They were hearing everyone's call.
Why wasn't this taken care of from day, if this was so important, why didn't this happen from day number one?
Well, it's two different systems, as I understand it, and the system that had been in place was taken out by a lightning strike right before they switched over to this new system.
Well, that's unlucky.
And then the new system came on, and there was no what they're calling the tone, which for those of us who don't work in the fire department, it's just the way that they are notified. Here's a problem for your area that you're supposed to respond to. That hasn't worked this whole time, and they've had to just listen to the radio for everyone.
So they have to manually sort the calls, essentially?
I'm sorry?
They have to manually sort the calls, essentially?
Well, I am not certain exactly how they worked out the problem. I know that they continued to have a problem, and they just worked through trying to address it. But this is exactly what the fire departments have asked for. But in addition to which, there's another thing called a status button that evidently is not going to be addressed, and that is so that the dispatchers will know, if I'm understanding this correctly, where the fire department truck is. And if they're calling out, let's say, Van Buren, they ought to be able to see with the status button whether or not Van Buren's already out on another call and not through with that call, not back at the station. That way they can go to the next best, closest fire department to respond. And without that status button, they'll have to rely on messages going back and forth from the fire department down to central dispatch. Now, if I've got that wrong, I'm sure the fire departments will all
let me know. Oh, they'll let you know. Absolutely.
But they have all, that's what they have described as a problem for them.
And how long has this new dispatch system been in, and how long have these problems been going on?
You know what? I didn't look that up, but I it's been, what, a year and a half or something?
Yeah, it's been some time, so it's good that we haven't had any disasters in that time. And so once this gets done, Marty, then you put in the $63,000, you get your upgrade, and it looks like you're going to pay about just a little over $7,000 a year maintenance fees here.
Right, and the regrettable part here is that the fire departments were saying all the way along, "Hey, we have a problem," and there were those that continue to say, well, we have no problem here. So I'm glad that they finally have had this worked out and it's going to be addressed. And this is not just because we have two different groups of public service arguing with one another. This is whether or not we provide the best response possible for people who have emergencies out there. So I'm glad they finally are getting it together and working it out. And if all of this was a fuss over who was going to pay this $7,000 a piece for each unit, what a ridiculous thing to be fussing over, because let me assure you, we spend far more than that every month on many, many things that is not nearly as important as public safety. Speaking of which, when we talk about public safety, I continue to wonder when the city is ever going to start discussing public safety having to do with the public safety tax. You know, the city council is in total control of the income tax council because it's tied to population. And they're supposed to be meeting on somewhat like they're required, I believe it is, like every other year to at least have some kind of a meeting. And I do not recall
every other year
hearing. Yeah, that our city council is in charge of that. And I'm wondering if they've ever even been told they're supposed to be doing this.
Well, I'll ask Tim Mayer next Tuesday, see if he has any help. That's
right. I mean, because you never hear anything about this. So if this is, if they're having these meetings they're supposed to be having, then it's certainly gone under the radar because I haven't heard about it. And I think that they really ought to weigh in on the income tax being proposed at the state level, saying that the county could put in place an income tax to cover mass transportation.
Why is that based on the county?
Why is that
fall on the county?
Well, because they wrote the legislation that way, and I'm really having difficulty trying to figure out why they would, because the income tax council is controlled by the city. Now, if the county would suck up some of that income tax and say, here, we're going to have a new income tax over here for something else, then how do we ever get the public safety tax? Now, I'm not saying we should do a public safety tax this year or next year, maybe not even 5 years out, but we have to determine that is a part of what our obligation is, rather than if the city wants to have a mass transportation tax for the city residents, then fine. But the way this is being set up, there's no balance there.
Interesting. And if that does go through, or what's the next step in that process?
Well, if it does go through, then it's set up that the county council, if we're talking about the mass transportation tax, would decide how much of a tax and what it was to be used for and how to split the money up and so forth. But I just think it's imperative that the city weigh in on this, because if it's the city who really wants the money for their transportation. Of course, I do believe in mass transit, but I do think it needs to be where the population is so gathered together that it makes sense. But the other thing is, I don't know how much more time are we out of time?
You're right. No, you're all right.
Okay, sorry.
You're fine.
Fine. Okay. Just wanted to say I see in the paper that our auditor is planning not to run again. And
yes, that's in today's Herald Times.
Like, first he was going to, then he wasn't going to. So I think that will be of great interest to many.
Yes, and we wanted to ask you, Margaret and I were talking about this on Monday. Margaret is out today. When the investigation of the special prosecutor, since we never heard or have been pointed out Barry Brown and how this went the first time with Amy Gersman, do you hire a special prosecutor and give them parameters, or do you give them a blank check and an open-ended time frame? How does all this work? Can you help us out there?
That's, the courts put that together. They appoint a special prosecutor, and a contract was not prepared for this particular one. I know that in the past that they have. But this one, I had inquired if they had put together a contract, because what I wanted to request was that they include in the contract that we receive regular billing. One was not prepared this time, but I do believe that we will receive regular billing. That's my hope, anyway.
Unlike the Barry Brown situation, has that been resolved yet?
We've never received a bill as I know, and I've asked people to check into that, and it does not appear they have. It almost looks as if, though, we might not even receive a billing.
How does that? How would that man spend all his time working and doing all that for? I don't understand how that works.
Well, I I don't either. I mean, maybe there's a thought that it's public service or something of the sort. But this time it's a different special prosecutor, and I'm hoping it won't drag out so long, because that's really not fair to the public, and it's not fair to the people in that office, the staff there. They need to be able to figure out what their life is going to be like.
Right. So so help me again. There is a contract out for Sonia Learcamp or not?
The special prosecutor. There's a contract with.
The special prosecutor, does she have a contract? Does it say when?
No, the new one does not have a contract.
Okay. And the last one, we don't even
know. Because I inquired, they did not do that this time. And why they did in the past versus why they're not doing it now, I don't think there was a requirement that they do it. I think they just did it. And the statute makes it clear, having to do with special prosecutors, what their charges are to be per hour. So I think that maybe they feel like that statute will cover it.
As long as the budget covers it.
Of course, I think the public is really hungry, just hungry for a county that's ran in ways that we don't have to be concerned about what's going on in the auditor's office or the treasurer's office. And to that end, I did inquire of the county commissioners if they have heard yet from the treasurer as to whether or not she has her cash to the bank's balance yet. And their response yesterday was that as far as they knew, she was still, the treasurer's office still had not balanced, and they were expecting it to be something, I think they were saying, like, as far as they knew, she hadn't balanced beyond July. So,
when is that required to be balanced by?
Of course, they're supposed to be doing it every month, or, you know, daily, actually. So the reason I asked the question again was there's a financial report that's due to the county commissioners from the treasurer, the annual report, and that will be made on Friday. But that's really only having to do with saying this is where the investments are, and these are the banks where we're going to have the investments. So,
when did the books have to be balanced by? Is there some state regulation that says, or can they just do this whenever they feel like it?
No. I mean, when you look at it, it makes it clear they're supposed to be balancing all the time, the cash to the bank. And so how she's turning in to the commissioners every month a statement making it appear that everything's balanced, but they have not actually accepted it, any of those reports. They just receive it, but
the commissioners have not accepted it. Is that what you're telling me?
They're just saying they're not accepting it because they do not believe that there's a way that she's showing on that statement that she's balanced when she has not balanced the cash to the bank.
Okay, so we'll just we'll sit here and sit here.
Right. And we'll see. Of course, it'll be interesting to see who all will be running for treasurer next time, because we see that Ann Collins, who is a Republican, has announced running for treasurer.
Oh, she's a Republican? Okay, I did not know that, because I did not read that in the press release I received. We talked about that last hour.
And I just received something by email giving her press release, and I had not reviewed that press release, that she is indeed a Republican and is one of the officers in the Republican Party. And I have met her, and she's a delightful young lady. So we'll see who else will be running for that spot, because I think there'll be many people who will be interested in that treasurer spot as well as the auditor spot.
Interesting. And as we mentioned earlier, Steve Salter announcing yesterday he is not going to run for re-election here in 2016. That's in today's HT, and you can find that as well. So we'll see what's going on there. But Therese, I want to get her name correct. The chief deputy sounds like she's going to be running. Therese Chambers announced she is said that, I believe, earlier this week. So a busy, busy week, and we'll keep you updated on everybody that throws their hat into the ring. Marty, safe travels here on a Wednesday. Snow is done. That's the good news. Let the county and city do their magic, and hopefully by lunchtime everything will be passable and ready to go.
Thank you.